We're talking with Roy Lee Lindsay of the Oklahoma Poor Council. Roy Lee, you were the first person to be able to testify this afternoon at this feral swine forum that the Board of Agriculture is putting on, talking about the feral hog issue here in the state. I know as the representative of the domestic hog herds of our state, you've got concerns.
Yeah, we have real concerns. I mean, we know that within the feral swine population here in Oklahoma, based on testing done by the Department of Agriculture, that up to 30% of our animals are the feral swine are contagious for pseudorabies or have had pseudorabies. That's a disease that we've worked tirelessly to eradicate from our domestic herd, and we're scared to death of what it would mean if it were to get back into our domestic herd. And so our biggest concern has to do with the transportation of feral swine. And I challenge anyone to tell me from a herd health perspective where it makes sense to collect animals that you know are positive for disease and move them around the state in trailers. There's no way that, from a herd health standpoint, that makes any sense whatsoever. We're not opposed to hunting hogs. We're not opposed to people that like to hunt feral swine. That has never been on our agenda. But we have a responsibility to protect the domestic swine herd in the state. And so does, the Department of Ag. So does state veterinarian. And there's got to be a balance in here somewhere. As I listened to the conversation this afternoon, it's very reminiscent of the conversation we had 8 years ago when we passed the Feral Swine Control Act, that whatever the department proposed, those folks that were trapping and transporting hogs were just opposed to doing. And it didn't make any difference what was suggested. And so what I hear is an awful lot of, well, we want to sit down and work together. Okay, what are you willing to do? And what are you willing to do that's different than what you're doing today? Because what I keep hearing is we're just going to do what we want because that's the best answer. And it's clearly not the best answer. Our feral swine population spreading. We know that feral hogs will move on their own, but let's let them move on their own as opposed to artificially moving them around the state. There's a big difference in loading them in a trailer and moving them versus watching them move naturally throughout the state. So there's a lot of challenges here. There's a lot of hurdles to get over, and a lot of different opinions as to what the best way to go about that is. But ours is just from a very simple herd health perspective. Someone explain to me how it makes sense to take animals that you know are diseased and to transport them in trailers around the state, because you can't.
I know that one of the gauntlets has been thrown down at this public hearing. More than one gentleman or lady have said that they don't want to test, they don't want to tag pigs because it's so dangerous.
Well, I don't trap feral hogs, admittedly. But if I was being paid $100 a head and I needed a way to trap and to tag and test feral hogs, we built chutes to allow us to handle our cattle. And we take cattle that are wild out on the range that are worked once or twice a year, and we bring them in and we put them in a chute so that we can work them in a safe fashion. You could do the same thing with hogs. I'm not telling you that it's easy. I'm not telling you that it's free, but it can be done, and it can be done in a very cost-effective manner. Now, you got to be willing to do that. If the dollars are out there that we're being told are out there in hunting feral hogs, why couldn't you charge the hunting facility that's buying them an extra $10 to pay for having your testing done? I don't know what that answer is, but I'm saying if the demand is what we're being told it is, then there is an opportunity for folks to pay for those services.
What do you want to see out of the legislature this coming year? Or is there an opportunity you think to see anything?
I don't know what will be proposed and what will go on. We've got regulations on the books now that call for identification and testing before any animals moved. And due to the pushback we got from feral hog folks 8 years ago, the department never implemented that. And I didn't fault the department at that time given what we were dealing with in terms of pushback from those that are trapping and transporting. But everyone here has said we're willing to look for solutions and we want to work together. Well, that means both sides have to be willing to come off of where you're at. It's not we're willing to work with you as long as you agree with us. And we don't have a problem having a discussion and trying to find a compromise somewhere. But I don't know that It's going to be very difficult for us to look for a solution that still allows for the transportation of diseased animals.